Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. It's time for the Gina Spriggs Show, the first how-to talk show for tarot readers who are ready to supersize their tarot deck, as well as the opportunity for callers to get a mini-reading. Gina is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders who come every month to share what she considers to be the most important thing she has ever learned. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Gina Spriggs is a holistic intuitive and intuitive development mentor, author of 2 books, creator of 2 meditation CDs, and 4 group programs that have changed the lives of thousands. Gina was born a gifted intuitive and master tarologist. She received additional training in quantum psychology, quantum mechanics, medical intuition, and numerous modalities of energy healing. She loves helping people understand how their natural talents really work so they create the life of their dreams. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? For only $20, jump the long list of callers and we take your call. For more information, visit our website, charlotteview.net. Look under monthly shows, and make sure to choose Gina Spriggs from the options. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Check out our other shows at charlotteview.net or contact us at info@charlotteview.net. You can also contact Gina Spriggs at www.ginaspriggs.guru. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Welcome everyone to Charlotte View. During today's online workshop with Gina Spriggs, who calls herself a holistic intuitive and an intuitive development mentor, she will talk about the role emotions and intuitions have on tarot readings. We want to welcome all the brave, heart-centered souls that are and will be listening to this interview. Those answering to the call today are ready to make a commitment to empower themselves and are willing to invest the time and energy to do it. All of Gina's work and programs are experiential and personalized, with which she's gotten quick results. Gina will take some callers to use as examples for her teachings. Callers have been previously screened and will get a quick tarot reading that makes easier for all professional tarot readings that are following this episode to listen firsthand how Gina does what she does. And thank you, Gina, for sharing all the knowledge that you have gotten in all your years with tarot.
Thank you, Claudia, and thank you, Daniel. So you guys, just as they both said, I'm president and founder of GinaSpriggs.guru, and I do help brave, heart-centered intuitives expand their gifts and launch financially stable careers. And as they both said, I am a holistic intuitive. And so basically what that means to me is that I tap into the opportunity that allows for someone to experience returning back to wholeness. That's what holistic means. So whether it's an intuitive reading or whether it's energy or whether it's private one-on-one mentoring or group mentoring, the opportunity that is presenting itself is the opportunity for all of you guys to expand and even get to know your gifts. And so as they both said, yes, I am an author. And I think the book that you guys will probably be most interested is the Intuitive Tarot Workbook, which I'm actually working on the follow-up for that book. The other book is actually it's gossip. It's chick lit. I love it, actually. It's called Dirty Laundry. If you guys like gossip, glitter, glamour, and sex and scandal, then that's that book. But the Intuitive Tarot Workbook really is pointed to developing your relationship with your tarot decks. Now, I mentioned in my last show that most people think that we have to go beyond our 5 senses to access psychic information. And actually, that's not true. And so today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share that there are many, many gifts Black Tarot. And I'm also going to, we're going to go into how your emotions and your senses actually support your intuition. We're also going to learn how to use the information gained by your emotions and senses in your tarot readings. And then finally, I'm going to invite you to experience a valuable opportunity to dive deeper into your spirit and your relationship with the divine. So I want to just start off by really bring up some names you guys probably know. You know, they're world-renowned intuitives. They actually happen to read tarot. One of them is John Edwards. He actually was here in Charlotte not too long ago. And I was gifted the opportunity to check him out. And it was phenomenal. Now, he is a medium, but he also reads tarot, just like Colette Baron Reed, who's also super. She's just like amazing. I just love her work. And she also has several tarot decks that she's created. As a matter of fact, she's created oracle decks, not tarot decks. And I'll talk to you about the difference in a little bit. But Colette Baron Reed is, again, she's a medium and she reads cards. Sylvia Brown, the late great Sylvia Brown, she was psychic. She had all different types of gifts, particularly clairvoyant. She also read tarot cards. One of my mentors, Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, who's a medical intuitive, she's very, very passionate about tarot cards. Carolyn Mace as well, another medical intuitive. John Holland, again, a medium who also has produced and created several decks, just loving tarot. So you see that there are a variety of gifts that come with reading tarot. Now, my personal gift is predicting the future, but I want you to remember that everyone has an area of genius or their own personal gift. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're just like a one-trick pony. You know, that's not it at all. I mean, actually, I am a medium. It's not my favorite. I don't even put it on my business card. If you want to reach Dead Uncle Ted, then I'm going to refer you to one of my clients or one of my students, because at the end of the day, I think that they're better at it, to be honest with you. But, you know, with all of the gifts that we all come with, we actually have something that is very, very literally an area of genius. And it supports you throughout your life so that you can fulfill your spiritual destiny. And so what's really interesting about that is that, you know, most of us get caught up in the expectations of others. We get caught up with the expectations of our family or our culture or society or whatever it is that we're seeing on TV. And the reality is that we fail to heed that inner voice and fail to even develop a relationship or even know what our special and unique superpower is. And so that's one of my favorite things to do, is to help people actually tap into that. And so, you know, one of the things that's really, really interesting about understanding what your area of genius is that it's usually specific to a certain chakra. Okay. And so what that means is that you've got superpowers, that you're picking up fast moving information through a particular series of chakras. So there are 7 in-body chakras. There are, there are a gazillion of them, actually. I'm just talking about the main 7 ones that everybody else talks about, but I actually teach about more. Now, the interesting thing about that is that your area of genius also happens to be your most vulnerable point. It's really, really good to know what your personal area of genius is. And I invite you to go to geniusbriggs.guru, go to the tab that says free stuff. There are 2 tests that you can take. What would be really curious for you is to determine if your intuitive style, if that is allowing you a particular intuitive gift, is also your manifesting style, the way you attract things and bring things into your life. For many people, it's the same, but for most people, I have found in my work that it's different. And it's actually really, really good to know so that you're able to access these gifts and these skills when you need to, as opposed to kind of bumping into and stumbling through life, which is actually what most of us do most of our lives, right? So let's talk about, I want to go back actually a little bit. So I want to talk to you a little bit about intuitive tarot versus traditional tarot. Now, when you using, when you're actually following an intuitive path, you're using both memory and intuition. Okay, so the intuitive part is the thing that allows you to access information and give really great readings, like as soon as you take the cellophane off your deck. Okay. Whereas most traditional tarologists, they are reliant on memory. And I remember I shared with you guys a story last time about a psychic fair that I had participated in. And one of the readers who happened to be sitting next to me, I noticed that, you know, her people, her clients kept just coming and going, and they weren't on the clock like mine were. And because we were doing readings like every 15 minutes, and I was like, what's going on over there? And as it turned out, she didn't bring her deck, her favorite deck. She bought a different deck. She didn't know how to read that deck. And so consequently, she couldn't give any readings. And the way I teach tarot, it's not even just about the tarot, to be honest with you. It's actually not only read any tarot deck, but you can read a room. You could literally take a business card out of your wallet, whether it's yours or somebody else's, hold it up to somebody and read them. You could literally take an advertisement in a magazine. Actually, I remember one of my students, it was phenomenal. I had her remote. She actually lives in Massachusetts, and she actually gave me probably one of the best readings I've ever had with an advertisement in a magazine. So I want you to know that it's really, you know, I love tarot, and you guys know I love tarot. I have like 400 decks, but I want you to know it's not just about the tarot. It's about everything. You can read everything, and that's what's really cool. So when you're talking about intuitive tarot, remember you're using your intuition. And if you happen to have any knowledge around traditional tarot, that's great, but you don't need it. Now, the other thing, the other difference between intuitive tarot and traditional tarot is that with intuitive tarot, every deck has a unique perspective, just like us, right? And so what's really cool, it's like, you know, my name is Gina, and I'm going to tell you that 90% of the Ginas that I've ever met are short and Italian. And while that's really cool, I'm neither. So the interesting thing that I want you to know is that your decks are kind of like, you know, not all roles are the same, not all, you know, Claudia's are the same. So at the end of the day, I want you to remember that each of your deck is going to have a different accent, a different style, a different way of communicating with you. I have some decks that give me more names than other decks. And actually, that's a really cool thing to be observant of. Where in traditional tarot, the other hand, every deck is treated the same. The Two of Cups is the Two of Cups is the Two of Cups. And you know what? It doesn't work like that. Every tarot cookbook that is out there on the market that basically says, this is what the Two of Cups means. And they're usually referring to a Rider-Waite deck or a Rider-Waite derived. I struggle with that because I have, like I said, 400 decks. And if I were to lay out 400 Two of Cups, yeah, there might be many of them that have similarities, but I'm going to tell you, most of them are very different. In fact, if you look at the cover of my book, The Intuitive Tarot Workbook, every single image is of the High Priestess. Some of them are old. Some of them are young. Some of them are by themselves. Some of them are not. So what you really actually are learning with intuitive tarot is to, you know, it's almost like when you really think about it, it's almost like doctor day. They treat everybody the same. This is, you got a cold, you got to take this, and not really looking at the person. So when you're looking at your deck, the particular deck that you're working with, it's going to give you different information than maybe the cookbook tarot dictionary might give you. And then the other thing that I definitely have to say is that within tarot, tarot is a tool, it's a trusted guide, but it is not the only thing. Okay. Just like I said before, you know, I can read somebody without even touching a tarot deck. I actually happen to love tarot. I get a lot of details with tarot. It's almost like a cue card for me. But at the end of the day, it's not the only thing. Bag of tricks. And guess what? With traditional tarologists, it is the only thing, which is the reason why my colleague couldn't read, who's actually a great reader, by the way, couldn't read her clients at that psychic fair because she had, I'll say, the wrong deck. And so what I want for you guys to know is you really want to develop a relationship with your deck or your decks. And if you've got a favorite deck, there's nothing wrong with that, but get a bunch of them. You know, like get five of them, one that you only use for you, and then maybe one that you, or several others that you use for different people, one that you keep in your purse, one that keep in your car, so your deck, and you're always developing a relationship with this deck. And we're going to talk on the next show more about the art of storytelling, and also more about deck selection and getting to know your cards, because there is a certain way that you would get to know your cards. So, okay, let's see. Where are we? All right, now, I want to share with you a little bit about the initial intuitive tarot steps. So intuitive tarot does start with your senses. And in the last show, I taught a technique that I like to call taking inventory. And basically what it, all you do, and it's really, really simple, it's not even hard at all. It's actually easier than taking inventory. It's actually what you do is you just kind of take a nice deep breath in, you close your eyes, and you just kind of tap into your body and see how you're feeling physically. And why don't you all just do that right now? And you'll notice that the different parts of your body will make themselves known to you. And then you move from there and you check in how you're feeling emotionally. You know, are you feeling calm and confident? Are you anxious about something that's happening in your life? How are you feeling mentally? And with the mental piece, you just want to know, you know, are there any, like right now you're listening to me, but are you also like thinking about the fact that you've got to pick up the kids after school or after camp, or, you know, you've got a whole laundry list of things that you've got to do, plus the laundry, all those types of things. And then you also want to tap into how you're feeling spiritually. People usually get confused. And for me, what that means is, do I feel like I am surrounded and supported, I want to say, by my guides? You know, we all have guides, we have angels, we have ancestors, we have ascended masters, and needless to say, we've got God. And so what I want to know, and you know, just face it, every always feel like you're connected and protected. Sometimes you feel like you're out there on your own, and that's okay. It's, you're not, but it's okay to acknowledge that you feel like that. So you want to tap into those four areas, checking in how you're feeling, note those sensations. And then when you actually start to read someone, you take in again, and you'll notice that your sensations will change. And what I like to do is literally breathe in their name three times. Like I'll just take a few deep breaths and I'll just breathe in their name. There's a technique that I teach my mentor students, and it's called merging. And it actually allows you to connect with your subject, whoever that is, energetically, and you can actually feel how they're feeling, think what they're thinking. Actually, it's pretty cool, all right? So in taking inventory, it's like a little piece of that. And this actually gives you a primary focus, okay? And so from there, what you do is you cards, right? You've got them all shuffled. Hopefully they've shuffled them. And then you actually start to pull some of the cards. So here's where you're going to want to literally take your deck after this call and some of the exercise that I'm going to share with you today. Because basically what we're going to talk about now is intuitive tarot and your five senses. So it's not necessarily about, you know, tapping into and oming out and into all of these different energies. You just want to pay attention to your five senses. And allow yourself the opportunity to do that. And so in using your five senses, you want to tap into the emotions that you get from a particular card or series of cards, okay? And so, you know, you don't necessarily have to do a Celtic cross. Actually, I have a lot of clients who just think it's to thing. And you know, my students are like, you know what? I can learn that later, but right now I just want to do a reading. And they give amazing readings just with three simple cards or talking with their client and pulling cards. So what you want to do is once you've pulled one to as many cards as you choose to pull, you tap into the emotions that you get from the cards. Now, what I want you to do after this call is literally take your deck, and this is actually something that I share with the you in the Intuitive Tarot workbook, and you go through the deck and you literally just take out all the cards that make you happy. Just take them out. You just put, like, you just kind of go through the cards and you pull them out one by one. One pile, happy pile, and the other pile is just the other pile. And so this card makes me happy. This card makes me happy. This card, and just, it's just really, really quick. It's automatic. You either like it or you don't. It makes you happy or it doesn't. Okay. And then you'll actually go through the deck and you'll tap into what cards you're afraid of, you know, and you literally allow yourself the opportunity to say, you know, this one's Jesus out of me. This one scares the bejesus. This one, I don't like it. And so you literally are tapping into the emotions that you're that are being inspired by the cards. There is an emotional constellation that is actually it includes anger, fear, joy, and I want to say that. Oh gosh, there's one more: anger, fear, joy, sadness, and there is one more, it'll pop in or not. But so literally, what you want to is that each of emotions actually tell you something to do. Joy tells you to keep on doing what you have been doing. Anger tells you that you have that someone is just violating your space, okay, and just back up. Fear basically tells you that you need to move in the opposite direction, to either move ahead, either need to move back or side to side, but you need to move. That's what fear tells you, right? Disgust. Disgust is literally one that basically allows you to know whether something is good for you or not. Disgust is actually really interesting because, you know, animals, they know when not to eat something for them. They just spit it out. So joy, I think I did joy, anger, fear, disgust. I feel like I'm missing one. In any case, I want you to follow the feelings that you're getting with that feeling, okay? Now, that's the five, so that's the one of feeling. The next sense is, needless to say, is vision, right? And so, you know, when you look at your cards, and this is actually a little bit tricky because obviously you see what you see, right? But sometimes there is an image on a car, and let's just say it's a tie. For whatever reason, on this particular day, in front of this particular person that you're reading, it looks like a pillow. And so what you would do is you would literally bring that pillow into the story. What do pillows mean to you? Remember, your intuition actually uses what you know. And so, you know, why is a pillow so important in this reading? Does the need to get more rest? Does this person need to put her feet up? Again, get more rest. So basically what you want to do is look for the hidden personal symbolism that you're seeing. And then the other thing that I want to share with you about the vision is that sometimes you look at it, I don't know about you guys, but even that I have, and I go through phases of using a particular deck like all the time. And so I might be work. As a matter of fact, I've been working with the Illuminati deck, I want to say, for the last 4 months. It's one of the many decks that I use, but I'll use that in conjunction with other decks. What's really interesting that is that I will use this deck and sometimes look at an image that I've seen a gazillion times before, and all of a sudden I notice something in that card that I've never seen before. That means something. So pay attention when that happens. And again, personal symbolism. So, what something means to you is very, very important. So you have to keep that in mind as well. Now, the other thing that I want to invite you to do is listen to your cards. And I know that sounds crazy, and I'm not telling you to take the card and put it up to your ear, although some people might actually get something that way. I'm actually saying that what I want you to invite you to do, some images actually come with sounds if you pay attention. And so literally, like I'm using the Buckland Romani deck today. It's one of my favorite decks. I think it's out of print right now. And I'll be actually using that deck when I start with Sue. But the interesting thing is there is a particular card. It's called the World. This deck is unique because the World in most decks is a naked person. Actually, it's I don't know what they call them now, intersex? When I was younger, they were hermaphrodites. But now they call people that are both sexes intersex. And they were literally in the middle of a wreath with all of these different astrological signs for four of the cardinal signs in the corner, and there was all of this types of symbolism. And in this particular deck, it doesn't have that. It's a woman who's fully dressed, but she is literally, every time I look at this card, I can feel the wind. I feel wind, and I hear bells. And so it's really interesting because if you pay attention, you will find that sometimes you don't give yourself permission to pay attention to that degree. And that's what I want you to do after today's session. I want you to go through your deck and pay attention and see where you can hear some sounds or what personal symbolism comes up with a card, even if it disagrees, by the way, with what the little white book says or what the big book says. You know, your intuition counts just as much as the author of that book, just so you know. And then also tap into the that you're getting from the card. And the other thing that's really, I want you to see if there's a smell that comes with that image. There is a particular deck that I use, and I want to say it's the Hanson Roberts deck, but there is an image of the Six of Pentacles that for whatever reason reminds me of cookies. It reminds me of vanilla, actually cookies. And so that is an image that comes with a smell. I'll never forget doing a reading for a lady, and the Tower card popped up, and I was using the Druid tarot deck. And in that particular deck, there is an image, let's just say, of, you know, what the tower looks like, but it was like billowing smoke, and I could actually smell the smoke. And I commented to her, I said, you know, I think that there is something going on with I think your son is smoking. And she said, actually, he is. She was telling me he started to smoke pot and he started to sell pot. And so that was definitely to not just the smoke that I was actually perceiving, but also the tower, the explosive, you know, how she felt around him, you know, this discovery of finding this stuff out. And then sometimes, you know, if you're really, really one of those gustatory type of people, you know, smell and taste kind of go hand in hand. There might be some flavor come with a reading that will be helpful to you. I can actually tell you that my daughter, who is highly intuitive, and she's a healer, but she doesn't want to do any of this stuff. So she basically is a chef. So she basically heals through food. The interesting thing is, though, she can smell cancer on people. She can smell it. It's really interesting because smell and taste are together. So keep that in mind. And when it comes to taste, you know, there is a real interesting process, whether you're smelling something or tasting something. Actually, I think that would literally give you, you know, keep in mind that these are all fifth chakra things. So the fifth chakra is your chakra, but that has to do with your ears, your nose, and your throat. So listening, smelling, and tasting, they're all kind of lumped in there, but they have these little pieces that you need to pay attention to because it's going to be important to your reading. And then what you're going to do is basically take all of the information, which sounds like a lot of information, right? But you're going to take the most dominant information, and you're not going to feel every card. You're not going to smell every card. You're not going to hear things on every card. So I don't want you to stress out over that. Oh my God, I can't hear something. You know, that's not the goal. The goal is to see what you do get. Okay. And then you put it by telling a story. We're going to do that in the next show because storytelling and tarot reading is, they go hand in hand. You have to know how to do it. So what I want to do right now is I'm just going to go ahead and jump into doing a reading. And I'm going to actually ask Sue to just say hello to everybody. Hello to the listeners today.
Hello.
Hey, Sue. How you doing?
Hi, great. This is Suzanne. How are you?
Perfect. Thank you, Suzanne. So listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to first ask you to just take a nice deep breath and tap into one of your happiest moments to the point that you can see it, hear it, feel it, and smell it. And I also want to tell the other listeners that Julia and Don, I want you to do the same thing right before I get to you, okay? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap into you, and I want you to be in the perfect state of mind. Okay. Maybe. So this is great. So Suzanne, when I tap into you, first of all, I feel you in my stomach, solar plexus chakra. And so that's really interesting because it basically talks about power, right? It talks about your sense of self. And so what's really interesting about that is as I lay down all the cards, the color that pops up the most, and this is going from our last session when I was teaching you guys about chakras and colors, the colors that is popping up the most is yellow. And so this tells me that there is an opportunity for you to grow and heal in this space around your power and around your sense of, actually, I'm going to say confidence, okay? So let me just see what else who's around you right now, just real quick. All right, so you've got, this is great. You've got So you've got your ancestors from both sides of your family also working with angels and ascended masters. So basically, this is really cool because when I tap into someone and they've got a really huge posse like Suzanne does, the interesting thing about that is it tells me, well, things. Either they just roll like that. They just got this really huge posse. Or they're going through something. And 9 times out of 10, they're going through something. They've got a challenge or they've got an opportunity that they're something that they're dealing with. And so basically what happens is our invisible team kind of just really just they get reinforcements in to support us. Isn't that cool to know? I don't know about you guys, but I know that you can feel like you're by yourself when you're going. I want you to know that you never are. You do have this invisible support team. And so when I look at your cards, and I actually did a basic Celtic cross, the energy that covers you is all about recovering something that you feel like you've lost. And since we're talking about our chakra, I would actually to say that you might feel like you have lost a little bit of, you might feel like you've lost a little bit of power or confidence around a certain area in your life. In fact, you might even feel like you have been, and this is really because that crosses you is the Justice card. And the Justice card for me literally talks to me about, you know, for most traditional tarologists that would say, you know, you might have a legal suit going on. But for me, it's just literally about being judged in any way, shape, or form, and or not you are going to be evaluated or judged fairly. And so I kind of get a sense that you're very intuitive yourself. I kind of get a sense that you're really balancing out the parts of you that are the, the intuitive spiritual side that's out there in the world, you know, smiling and doing the script that everybody has. Good morning. How are you today? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? That script that everybody, I don't know why everybody does that. It's just like, it's almost like we want to be authentic, but we keep on rolling back to that same script. And so you're balancing these pieces out. Also kind of get a sense that you've recently been given something. And this is really interesting because I kind of get a sense that you've either been given something or you're starting to actually, okay. And maybe somebody told you to do this, but I feel like you're starting to take something that's actually good for you, that's actually going to help you out. It's interesting. I'm also kind of getting for you, Suzanne, that what might be very good for you, and you can energy test this to check the validity, is SAME. It's spelled S-A-M-E. You can get it at Walmart. I'm getting about 800 to 1,200 milligrams for you. It'll literally help you with your emotions, out your moods. You kind of get a sense, actually, that you are, that you're literally moving in the direction of something that, like, something could happen, something that you don't want to happen could happen. And you're kind of intuitively kind of getting this sense there is something that you have to be careful of, something that you have to watch out for. And so what I want you to do with that information is to literally, there is something that you can do. I tell all of my clients, actually, that, you know, my intention when I do an intuitive reading is to get information so they can make informed decisions. With this information, what the informed decision that I invite you to make is that you literally petition, pray, whatever it is that you do, meditate, and ask for, you've got this big posse that's around you. May you use them? They're waiting for directions. Actually, one of my mentors used to tell me, are standing by to take your call. You know, you've got to make sure that you're putting in your request. If you don't put in a request, they can't help you. If you feel like you're kind of tapping into something and that the proverbial poo is going to hit the fan, then why don't you mitigate that with your petitions? Okay? Because I kind of think you're going to be running into some type of confrontation, and it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for you. But I do see that you're going to do fine. I see that you're going to win. I see that you're going to actually, if this is anything to do with money, that you're to get what you expect or more. And it's got nothing to do with money. If it's got to do with health, because you know the Pentacles are really interesting because they have to do with both, then you're going to do better than you think. But you have to make sure that you're petitioning that support. I also see that the people around you really, and this is really good. You've got some helpful people around you. You have people that want to help you. You have people that want to support you, but they're also making suggestions of how you feel, how you can relieve yourself from, I'm going to say, some past energies that have kind of down. So this is a interesting reading because it's very, very, I actually kind of get a sense that the physical pieces might also tie into the financial pieces because there is a connection with that. And the other thing that I want to share with you, Suzanne, is that what I don't want to do is waste your time, energy, or money in anything that is not going to yield the results you desire. And so you might say to yourself, well, how the heck am I supposed to know that? Well, then I ask you to tap in, you know, basically check in and see what it is that it is that you're looking for. What are the results that you're looking for? And then you are feeling like a move in this direction, whatever direction that is it's going to yield that and that you won't be disappointed in the choices that you've made. But the one thing that I am definitely getting loud and clear for you, Suzanne, is that you have to pay attention to your intuition. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, that's crazy talk, girl. Pay attention, because if you don't and you listen to somebody else and something happens just like you thought it was going to, you're going to kick yourself. Okay. And if you do pay attention and nothing happens, at least you can say, well, you know what? I stuck to my guns and I'm good with that, you know? And so you'll be able to take responsibility for the choices that you've made. So, Suzanne, I hope that this has been helpful for you. I'm going to move to Julia in Florida. And Julia, I will just want to say hello to you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What part of Florida are you in? Say that again.
Central Florida.
Oh, perfect. 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 Yeah, I was down in South Florida. So
I
love Florida.
I'm hoping to go south. Actually, I'm hoping to go to
you know
the
what?
Beach.
Good for you. I'm going to hold that space with you. So,
thank you.
Like I was saying to Suzanne, no, you're welcome. I love Florida. Maybe we'll meet. So, so listen. I want you to think of your question, but I also want you to tap into one of your happiest moments to the point that you can see it, hear it, feel it, taste it, smell it. I have shuffled the cards. I am laying them down on the table, and I'm going to tap into you as soon as I'm done with that. Okay, perfect. So this is great. So, okay, you've got, oh, wow, lovely, lovely. So you've got all of these ascended masters that you work with and the ancestors as well. You know, if I happen to say that somebody has, you know, whoever on there, everybody has everybody on their team, it's sometimes there are more of a particular energy than others. In fact, with you, not only do you have ancestors, definitely have angels, but you've got a lot of ascended masters. You've got a lot of ancestors. And then you also have somebody who has passed, who is also with you. And what's to me, like when I tap into that first, you know, who's around people, the energy of the energies of the dead are different than the people that have dead long time ago or angels or ascended masters. There's just a different feeling. I would, but I can't. Say denser is the best word for me. Okay, so let's just see what I'm getting here with you, Julia. Okay, that's great. So literally with Julia, for whatever reason, like Suzanne, I was feeling more stuff. With Julia, I'm seeing. Okay, and so with Julia, I did something. It's a technique that I teach my mastery students. It's called it's called name dropping, actually. And it has nothing to do with knowing famous people. It really has to do more with just saying that name and imagining a flower and putting their name in the flower and seeing what happens. And so when I put Julia's name into this flower, what happens is it turns into a tiger lily. And then the tiger lily opens up, and then it turns into Julia, who is standing with her hands out, almost as to say, so that's a good sign for me because it basically tells me that whatever challenges she's got, she moves through them and she does extremely well. So I like when I get that because, you know, I'm not one of those readers that basically tells people all good stuff because that's, I just don't. And unfortunately, sometimes that's not, you know, what people want to hear. So when readings are really good like this. So I definitely see that you have a decision that you're faced with right now. And you haven't made this choice yet. You're literally in the process of making a very important decision. And the energy that's crossing you, that's the energy that covers you. The energy that crosses you, this decision has to do around family. So it's literally, you know, got to do with, you know, whether you're keeping your family together or whether you're moving closer to family, but it's got something to do around family. And so what's really interesting is beneath you, I see that you have, and when I say beneath you, again, I'm using the Celtic cross. And so when I say beneath, I'm actually talking about the third card, which for me, when I do the Celtic cross, is the card at the very bottom. And that card literally talks to me about the fact that you have decided to return maybe into a situation or a relationship or a dynamic that you had experienced before and that it didn't work out. It was literally something like, you know, you basically did this thing and you helped, but it didn't happen because the next card that I see is the Tower. And in the Buckland Romani deck, it's actually a pretty cool tower because it is a horse and buggy that is literally like in some type of horse and buggy accident. So it's not like the typical tower. What's really cool though is that it's not as, this is gonna sound interesting, but it's not as bad as it could have been or not as bad as it can be. So that's, but you do have to pay attention because you know the definition insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? And so you want to make sure you're paying attention to the signs that the universe is giving you. Now, one of the things that I'm seeing at your crown, this tells me this is what your thoughts are. Again, I'm using the Celtic cross, and probably that'll be one of the next, one of the other shows that we'll do is getting to know the Celtic cross. Here is that there is the Page of Wands. And so it basically talks to me about information that's coming in. And because it's at your head, it's going to be information that you're really going to pay attention to, information you're really going to think about. I'm also seeing that there is a new opportunity that pops up for you. And it looks great. It's like you, I don't know if you're applying for jobs or if you are literally, I'm just going to say, putting yourself out there, you know, and not in an employment kind of way, but in a social kind of way, that there is a new opportunity that pops up that looks really great. You're actually very inspired by it. And what's really cool, tarot, but can be frustrating for some, relationships and jobs look the same to me. I mean, sometimes it's just straight on relationships, but sometimes there's a very similar energy in it. And so it's what's really interesting about this, and this is really cool. There is probably one thing that I do in tarot that that I do all the time because I just love it because I think it's positive. There is a card, the Nine of Cups, which is in traditional tarot wisdom called the Gypsy Wish card. And the Gypsy Wish, basically when this card pops in somebody's reading and it's positive like yours is, Julie, then it basically, I tell my client, pause, make a wish because they say it will come true. Okay, so I'm just putting it out there, Julia. Now, what's really cool about this card is that it is literally in the seventh position, which literally talks to me about fear and apprehension. But the thing, I'm not really seeing any fear and apprehension around Julia for this. I'm actually seeing that she's gotten her wish coming true. So to have a positive card in an auspicious or which could be perceived as negative space is actually pretty cool. So just wanted to bring that up. Now, in the eighth position, actually talks to me about people that are in your sphere of influence, what they're thinking about you. Well, they're thinking that you're going to get back some of the stuff that you've lost, some of the things that you may have felt robbed of or denied of or taken from you. And so the people that are around you are all for supporting you in this particular venture. I'm also is definitely act, and I definitely it is it's a great time. I mean, you're going to be literally people will look at all of the talents, gifts, and skills that you bring to the table, and it'll be a positive outcome. So that's really, really very, very cool. that. So thank you, Julia. I'm going to move on to Don in New York. And how are you, Don?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know what? I have to say, you know, and I'm not actually, if anyone knows, know that I'm not biased to men, but I always think it's so cool when men are on these, where they're participating in these types of shows. Or if I have a, you know, I just did a huge event with one of my mentors, Cindy Dale, who's an amazing woman. She's written 17 books, world renowned. And there were people in the room, and it was so cool. There were like three men. And so I always want to just want to hug the guys. You know, it's just like, you know, thanks for, you know, coming out of your, you know, embracing that part of yourself that really culturally are, you know, especially here in the States, it's just not honored, meant to honor this aspect of ourselves that is intuitive, because it's perceived as, you know, it's got nothing to do with gender, honestly, that feminine intuitive piece. It's receptive. It is energetically, I'll say, female. But at the end of the day, there, I think, like the best men on the planet are actually doing what you're doing, Don, which is just staying open. So congratulations to you. So let's see what we've got for you. So want, again.
Can I ask you a question? I've played around with the pendulum. And I can get a pendulum moving like you wouldn't believe. But whenever I try to do it for myself, you know, even though probably 9.9 times out of 10, I get the same answer, like the same, you know, yes or no response, it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Don just cut off. I just want to make sure that we're still connected. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I'm just going to answer Don's question real quick. You know, Don, it's really interesting that you bring that up, because I'm going to tell you that the best pendulum that you have is your body. Pendulums are really very, very tricky, because at the end of the day, we're connected to them. Okay. And so it's almost as if we can get falsatives or positive, negative, I'll say. And so one of the things that I, you know, what's really cool is, I'm sure you've heard of applied kinesiology or energy testing. This using your body as a pendulum is very, very similar. So I'm going to tell you what I mean. First of all, I want you to know that you always to check for your yes and no's, because at the end of the day, that can change. Okay. So literally, when you're working with a pendulum or using your body, you always have to check for your yes and no's. The other thing that I want to tell you is that some people, I want to say about 25% of the population are what I want to call, Heyoka. And that literally means that their chakras spin backwards. So what that means, and that's normal for them, by the way. So if you're a healer that doesn't know that, then you might be working with clients and trying to get their chakras to spin away, especially if you're a pendulum. But at the end of the day, chakras are spinning perfectly fine for them. So if you don't know anything about that, read up on that, because you could actually do somebody more harm than good. But when you're using your body as a pendulum, basically what you would do is you would stand with your legs, I would say shoulder length. And you would not lock your knees. So you don't want to stand with your knees locked. You want them to be a little bit loose. And then what you're going to do is say, my name is Don. Your body, if it is not Heyoka, then it should naturally lean forward. Okay. And if leans back, that means that you're Heyoka, and that means your chakras spin backwards, and that's totally fine. But basically, your body will lean into a yes. So if you were to turn around and then, Don, say, my name is Gina Spriggs, your body will lean in a way that basically says, no, it's not. Okay. And that is going to be your best bet. Now, I'm going to tell you something about pendulums that I personally don't like, and that's why I only use them in energy sessions. You only have the option of yes or no. I mean, come on. What kind of guidance is that? When I'm working with a client, I never want to hear a yes or no question. There's actual art to asking questions, and you want to make sure you master that for yourself and your clients. You don't want to ask yes or no questions. You want to ask questions like, how can I, where can I, the who, when, where, how questions that basically leave it open to your action, not just yes or no, because that's not enough information for me. Okay, Don, so as I'm tapping into you, and this is interesting because this is very rare, I'm actually feeling you in lower chakras, and I want to say second chakra and first chakra, also feeling, this is also very interesting, a little lightheaded. So, and that's really interesting. So this basically talks to me about your second chakra has to do with a creative expression, and the lightheadedness literally has to do with your connection to your purpose, right? And your connection to the divine. So that's actually really, really cool to note. Now, when I look at your reading, I want to say the feelings getting here are, I'm gonna say there's a little bit of confusion. Okay, so that's really interesting. You might have an area of your life that you're actually feeling confused. So the card that covers you is a card that talks to me about how, when, and where you're putting time, effort, energy, and particularly your money. And the energy that crosses you talks to me about information that's coming to you and your opportunity to and what you're supposed to do with this information. Now, I kind of get a sense that you are either practicing, studying something, and there is a lot more for you to learn. It's a great practice and study, but there's more for you to learn. So let's just say, for example, if you were studying real estate, you're not ready to take the test. I'll put it like that, okay? That said, you're actually thinking combining your finding sources or forces somebody else that would be helpful. This is something that you're thinking. It's not necessarily something that you've put into action. I kind of see that at your head that you're kind of waiting for more information, and I kind of get, and it's like you're waiting for your ships to come in. Very helpful female that is around you who is, actually, this is interesting. I kind of get a sense that she is a smoker. Now, I don't know if it's cigarettes or if she's just 420 friendly, but I kind of get, she's going to be very helpful in terms of, just giving you like really good, solid information that you can chew on. There is a gentleman that is going to rub you the wrong way. Okay. Now he may be involved with, he might be some type of, you know, it's interesting. He's the king of, when I see the King of Swords, I kind of get wise counsel. He might be anything from an attorney to a cop to a judge, but whatever, or to a, quite frankly, he could be a therapist, but wise counsel. But whoever this person is rubbing you the wrong way. Now, there is someone in your sphere of influence basically cautioning you on how and where you where you invest your emotions and your feelings and your time and your energy and your effort. They're basically saying, hey, you know what? You have to be careful. Here's the thing. I want you to talk to them because I don't know that they necessarily have your best intentions because they're worried about themselves. Okay. And so it's interesting. I'm not saying that they're out to get you because they're not out to get you. Okay. It's not that. But what I am saying is that they may not be coming from the right place to offer the type of advice that they're actually giving you. That said, you have, you know, it's really interesting is that you've got a couple of pages here. And so the pages in a reading, when you've got multiples, basically what I'm seeing is that you're going to have partnerships, agreements, contracts, those types of things. And information that's coming in that allows you to, really choose between this or that. I definitely have been, and this is really interesting. I want you to know, well, first of all, I'm kind of getting a sense that you would probably benefit from some type of energy work, whether it's acupuncture, acutonic, something that's actually going to work with your meridians. That's what I'm seeing. That with a relief of stress, and you don't have to necessarily visit someone. If you know energy work yourself, or you can Google like clearing your chakras, do it. I think that you will benefit from it. Your biggest opportunity right now, Don, is where you place your attention, where you place your focus. I get a sense that there is, it's almost as so many things going on and your attention becomes divided. And so nothing gets done to the degree that you want it to get done. And so, you know, that was the whole feeling of confusion when I first started your reading. And so I want you to be aware of that. You definitely just figure out what your goals are. And then figure out what activities are going to help align you with those goals, and then move in that direction. And there might be some ancillary things that you think would be really cool. Don't look at that. Focus your attention on what it is. It's going to yield the best results for you so that you can move in the direction of your dreams. So that way you have clarity. What I'm seeing right now is that there is a lack of that. On a completely different note, mundane, but I want you to be careful driving. I want you to make sure that you check your tires before you get in your car, or you know, you might have a light that pops up on your dashboard because your car might need some help. Okay. All righty. So you see how, you know, when you tap into your senses, how it can actually give you more information. So, you know, with Don, I got this, the information around confusion. And so the opportunity was focus. And with Suzanne earlier, I got this real impression around my third chakra, which basically spoke to, you know, confidence and a sense of power. So I want you to definitely keep in mind that when you tap into these things, you will get information, and don't worry about them all. You get the ones that are going to help you tell the story. So today I shared that there are many, many gifts that piggyback your tarot card readings. And I also shared with you how emotion and your support your intuition, and how you can use the information gained by your emotions and your senses in your tarot readings. So, you know, today you were learning really to quiet your mind so that you could notice other aspects of yourself. Okay. These are the more subtle aspects. And the aspects that are linked to the divine that always provides the answers that you need most. So when I see us as individuals, we have our physical self, then we've got our soul, and we've got our spirit. So our physical self is here right now, right? Our soul has lived many, many lifetimes. Our spirit in action can be damaged sometimes because of that we've experienced in our lifetimes. But our spirit is always connected to the divine. Our opportunity is to connect most with that, because often the voice in our head just takes over. So if you're struggling with discerning hope, fear, intuition for yourself, business, I do invite that are local to a live class that I'm hosting here in Charlotte on Saturday, September 12th. Now, needless to say, if you're willing to fly in for the day, I'm willing to help you out too. You can fly in from Florida or New York. I'd love to see you. But basically, we're going to cover several things for an intuitive. These are things people love. For example, whatever, like one of the modalities, it's actually the only healing modality you'll ever need. And we'll also connect with the spirit of your business, because you have to remember that everything has a spirit. Not everything has, but even your car has a spirit. And so what have a business, whether you are working for someone else or whether you're working for yourself, and particularly if you're working for yourself, you definitely want to connect with the spirit of the business, because you want to make sure it's in alignment with your spiritual destiny, and you want to align yourself with it. So you're going to work with it so that you easily attract clients and business, and you never worry about the competition. If you're interested in that, you can definitely check out the events tab on GinaSpriggs.guru, and you can use the promo code WIN, capital W-I-N, W-I-N, yes, pay $50. You only pay $47 for this. It's a results-oriented all-day session. It's valued at $500. But for the rest of you who aren't local and who can't get here, I don't want you to forget that you can go to my site for a free reading. Yes, you can get a free reading. I think that's pretty cool. Your year provides the energy working with from your birthday to birthday year. It is spot on and it is absolutely free. So I definitely invite you to check that out. So the next show, the second Friday of next month, will be about storytelling. It'll be about deck selection. It'll also dive into getting to know your cards. So I want to thank you listeners for hanging out with me today. And I look forward to next time.
And thank you, Gina. That would be on September 11th. So all of the people that have been waiting for a reading and didn't get it, we want to thank you, but call back on September 11th. And if you want to make sure that your call is taken, go to the charlotteview.net and go to monthly show Gina Spriggs, and in there you'll find Take My Call. The only way to make it 100% sure that you are on the show. And thank you, Gina, for all this, the advice and the examples, and easy to follow. Everything that you said is it's just easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And you know what? And it's a part of you. I think that sometimes we make things hard.
Yes, we do. So that's it for today. Thank you for everybody. Enjoy your weekend.